Well, last year, when schools in New Hampshire shut down, most people thought it would be for 3 weeks or so. Well, now many schools are reopening fully. New Hampshire Public Radio's Sarah Gibson visited one school where teachers and students have been spending a lot of the pandemic learning outdoors, and many of them hope to keep it that way.
If you walk past the Deerfield Community School into the woods, you come across a scene a bit like a fairy tale.
Hello!
The public school sits on 30 acres of woods with a pond. First graders are sitting near the shore on tree stumps in dappled sunlight working on math assignments. Marilyn Reardon says this is the best kind of classroom.
I like nature, so I like being outside.
When it's chilly, Marilyn and her fellow first graders tend to a fire in the fire pit.
You get some wood, put it in the fire, and it feels warm.
Seven more outdoor classrooms are scattered through the woods. Community members built them last summer for the pandemic with tens of thousands of dollars in donated labor and supplies. Across the stream, teacher Sue Laskowski shows me the outdoor version of her fourth grade classroom.
We can do everything that we do in the classroom out here. So we have a shelter, which is, you know, a heavy duty tarp. We have a fire pit, so like a meeting area. We bring a whiteboard out so we can do lessons out there.
On warm days, they can do nearly all their lessons outside. In the winter, some classes still came out a few hours a day. Laskowski says students are thriving, particularly those who struggle in traditional classrooms.
All the things that maybe bring them down, you know, whether it's, you know, that they're not up to a level academically, but when they're outside, those kids are like the most helpful kids. They're the hardest working kids. And all of a sudden, everybody's on kind of like an equal footing, which is nice.
This social benefit of outdoor classrooms is Deerfield's big takeaway from the pandemic. Laskowski says most students are just as focused and less anxious learning math among hemlock trees than they are indoors. And during COVID, being so spread out has helped students like fourth grader Matthew Fowler feel safer.
Each classroom is far away from others. And plus, after you're learning, you can probably have some recess here.
Recess to build forts, draw on birch bark, or clear the leaves from the fire pit. And according to budding scientist Hudson Ronayne, age 10, the woods are benefiting too. Hudson says when he breathes out, he's giving the trees his carbon dioxide.
So what happens is when the trees get the CO2, they take the carbon off of the O2, they release the O2, and attach this carbon that's left over to their skin so that they can become bigger.
These students just started coming to school 5 days a week after being in a hybrid model where they rotated in small groups between in-person and virtual school. For Laskowski's fourth grade, this means there are now 17, not 9 kids in class every day. Laskowski says at first it was a shock, but then they went outside.
Literally, as soon as we walked out to the outdoor classroom, spread out, everybody, it was almost like they just kind of like heaved a sigh of relief. They're like, this is better.
And relief is a thing everyone here could use after a year of stress and unknowns. The school says it hopes to keep using the outdoor classrooms for years to come. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Gibson in Deerfield, New Hampshire.